Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Holloman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Holloman. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Simpson moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Dyke scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Boone steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Glynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Glynn moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krahoski moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krahoski moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Krahoski scores. Courtney scores. Hunter moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Holloman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball towards right. Wirtz catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Glenn, who tags Krahoski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dyke hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Elliott scores. Dyke moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyke moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holloman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Glenn moves to second. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young bunts towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.